Mets right now in the top of the fourth inning, scoreless game in Baltimore, game one of their doubleheader. Hoff, if we, well, we're not going to get a Yankee lineup, I guess, not this early, but I was just curious to see.
Seems a bit early.
Yeah, one thing usually come out, will we get here. It before we get off the air?
100%.
Before
I'm going to even
two?
Check now. Yeah, you will get before two. Yeah, sure.
I forget sometimes between here and then let's going over to SNY where we see it there regularly. Who did
Vientos
get it?
No, I don't have it yet. Ooh, Vientos just missed one.
Yeah, at least he hit a ball hard. I mean, that's a good sign, at least. Yeah. I'd be curious to see what the Yankees lineup looks like tonight after the success that they've had with the consistent lineup for the last couple of days. But either way, better days for the Yankees. And look, now, BT, the conversation is going to be largely, I know we've touched upon it in the last couple of weeks, but the conversation is going to be largely about what these teams are going to acquire. And again, they seem to be in the market for the same thing. If the Mets aren't in on a third baseman, I mean, that could be the one surprising thing. But if they're not in on a third baseman, at least the Yankees would have that to themselves. They're both going to be in on starting pitching, I would think, and both going to be in on bullpens prominently. And they'll be battling for, you know, at the trade market just like they were in the offseason.
Yeah, I remember saying that a couple days ago. They very well might be going after the same target, which just, you know, intensifies and fuels the rivalry even more. Not that we need more gas. It's pretty heightened, which is good. Good for the city. So you've got, as you should, supreme faith in Cohen to just keep spending the money. Do you have more faith in Cashman or Stearns to deliver the true, I don't mean little tinkers or a little, little Band-Aid? Because I've got more faith in Cashman to deliver more meaningful players.
I think if you asked me a week ago, I probably would have sided with you. I believe now, after talking with Andy Martino, he was reporting this on Baseball Night New York, I think the Mets are going to be aggressive. And they have a lot to work with here because they have, whether it's Beatty, whether it's Vientos, Mauricio, who knows, they have, or even some of the younger guys in the minors, it feels like they have more of a reserve to tap into to go acquire players. Plus, Steve Cohen and the Mets, I would believe, would be willing to take on more money than the Yankees. Now, I know Cashman's going to go swinging big. He always does that. He did it with Jazz a year ago.
Yep.
So I'd expect him to do that. But I think the Mets are going to be aggressive here where I think the Mets will have a bigger, I don't know about better, you know, we'll see how the results pan out. I think the Mets are going to have a bigger trade deadline than the Yankees. I also think that they need it more. Whereas the Yankees need a clear, they need bullpen help.
I mean,
and they need a
Yankees
third baseman.
Rotation's pretty thin, Dan.
Yeah,
Clark Schmidt out for the year. Cole out for the year. Lewis Hill hasn't thrown a meaningful pitch yet. Rodon worries you in the big spot.
Yeah, I understand.
Bullpen
but the
stinks.
Yankees have an ace. They still have two high leverage guys in the back end of the bullpen. Mets need at least another one. I know Riley coming back, whatever. I like the Mets lineup, and they're certainly the first three. You want to throw Nimmo in there for the first four. I think the Mets need, like, they have no center fielder. The Yankees could get by with Peraza at third. The Mets cannot get by with Tyrone Taylor and Jeff McNeil in center field. They need... Now, again, I don't think the Yankees are going to get use Peraza. I think they're going to get a third baseman. The Mets have no center fielder right now. They need another bullpen arm or two, and they probably could use another starter. So both teams could use another starter. I think the Mets probably need one a little bit more just based on the Yankees have the ace.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Schlittler showing last night, the potential there, like,
it's
a nice power arm to have as a, you know, an option to fill in the back end of the rotation.
There. Yes. Now, it's funny. We had these conversations earlier, and you were a big Tyrone Taylor guy, obviously, in defense, of course, and he's an elite defender. But I remember, like, when we were early stages of the Mets falterings this year before they rectified it, I'm like, there's just too many automatic outs. And that was the thing that worried me from a Mets perspective, not even the bottom third, but, you know, really those final four or five spots. And really, even before Nimmo got hot, it was even worse. But if Nimmo is back and the top three guys do what they're supposed to do as highly paid superstars / stars, because I think there's varying degrees. Yeah, I don't know if Pete's a superstar, but whatever. Then why can't you get along and get by with somebody like Tyrone Taylor as an elite center fielder if the other big bats are ready to play ball for the rest of the way?
I just don't think he's an everyday player. I love him defensively, and I love him being a gamer. I mean, I guess you could live with him in the nine hole. I don't look at him as an everyday player.
What if Vientos was banging?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that that's a different story. Even with that, though, like, I look at Siri. I know you never liked Siri as much as I did. I look at Siri as an everyday big league player because he's got big league pop. At the very least, he may hit a .190, but you're batting ninth, and you're a legit home run threat every time you step to the plate.
And steal threat. He runs.
And you play gold glove defense, where Taylor is just... he's not a threat at all offensively. I like him.
I know you
but there's no. So if now, by the way, Alvarez is going to come back at some point. I was going to say, if you have Torrens, who is not a threat at all, solid player, but he's not a threat. Taylor, not a threat. You know, throw in
McNeil a little erratic, like, although I know he's had these big moments. Like, you know, yeah, I know what you said. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I get it, but that's why I'm saying I'd just rather have a big, at least Cedric Mullins, for example, is just a big league center fielder. Again, is he an elite level center fielder? No, but he's an everyday big league pro player.
He's a pro. He's played in big games. Listen, Cedric Mullins, I know that they stink this year. There's a couple of years where Cedric Mullins was going into Fenway, going into the Bronx as an all-star. I'm not a superstar, but a very, very good major league player, as one of the main players on the Orioles. So, you know, I don't think he'd shrink in the spotlight of the city or a pennant race for sure. We've been saying Mullins for a while for the Mets.
BT and Sal on the fit, or Buxton would be the better fit.
Just probably better, but you'd have to give up more.
Yeah, all right. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Kevin is calling from Watertown, Connecticut. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show. Love to hear you guys every day. Just got an interesting bear story. So I'm a caterer. I do barbecue catering, and I'm often out in the driveway at 2-3 in the morning, putting briskets in the smoker. So we're up here. We get a lot of bear up here. So we're used to them, the black bears. And this is always funny when people tell you, oh, they never bother with you if you don't bother with them. It's true. But I was usually bring the wood pile for my smoker out the night before. I forgot this night. So 3 in the morning, I'm walking out to the wood pile, which is next to my garbage can. And I'm looking down at my phone. It's 3 in the morning, not paying attention to anything. And I look up from the phone. I'm about, you know, I would say 5 feet away from this bear who's just about ready to stand up on my garbage can. So, of course, I do exactly what BT said. Raise my hands up. I start screaming. I lower my voice. You get away, you big bad bear, blah, blah, blah. The bear literally just stood and looked at me, and he didn't move.
Were you scared at that moment?
He didn't sound like you were too nervous.
I was nervous, right? But and he wasn't standing up yet. If he stood up, I knew I was all done. But yeah. I just slowly backed up because the screaming didn't work. So I slowly backed up to my garage, and I have an air horn on the inside of my garage just for this particular reason. So I just slowly, and he didn't move. He looked at me. I swear he was laughing at me.
Did you make eye contact?
Yeah, we made total.
You're not supposed
to. When I looked up, I didn't. It was uncontrollable. I looked up my phone, and he looked up, and we were both looking at each other.
Yeah.
So I
love at first sight.
Slowly backed up to the garage, to the opening of my garage. I grabbed the air horn, blew it 3 times, and it ran away, you know?
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Well, that's a confrontation, Kevin, that I'm glad you had and I didn't. I don't know what I would do in that spot.
I don't know how you don't get... I don't know how you don't get mortified right away.
Freaked out and start to panic?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's just... There's not a tolerance, but there's a, I guess, a familiarity that is less jarring. You know, like, if you grow up amongst the outdoor life, you're probably more inclined to know what to do. You've seen a few, you're less scared, but I don't know how anybody remains completely calm in a situation. I just don't know how anybody does that.
Yeah, now I'm trying to come to the realization that this may actually happen.
Hey, you better get some bear spray and a gun.
Yeah, I guess. Now it's more likely to see him by the garbage, you
would think? 100%. That's why we don't leave our garbage out at night. Garbage comes Tuesdays and, Mondays and Thursdays. And I remember when we first moved there, I'm like, I'll get ahead of it and I'll roll it out the night before.
Yeah.
Chen's like, I don't know. They said that the bears could come. I'm like, bears? What do you mean the bears could come? So I'm like, not that they have, but I learned. I'm like, no, you put it out in the morning because they will come.
If you leave it in the garage, then it smells.
No. I mean, that's why it comes Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, you have the, we're pretty diligent. No, it really doesn't. I know what you mean. Now, during the hot months, is it the best smell? But that's absolutely disgusting to think about. But it's not. It's really not very noticeable.
I got lids on them, but I leave them outside the garage door.
Well, you're asking for
I guess the
bear to show up.
But I guess the question would be if I'm out there late at night.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I do get freaked out going to take the garbage out late.
Yeah, look over my shoulders now.
Yeah, I don't know if I hear like bats. Are there bats out there in the trees?
Yeah, there. I have not seen many bats, but I think up there there's some bats. There's definitely foxes. There's definitely bears.
I'll just take the garbage out the next day. All right.